You are viewing a preview of this guide. Please log in to complete it. Now that you've created your app with webtoapp.design, you will need a Google Developer account to publish your app in the Google Play Store. We have previously explained why it's important to create your own developer account and why you shouldn't share it with other people. So let's see how you can register a Google Developer account. To get started, simply visit the sign-up page here, Google Developer Account Registration. You might first need to sign into your Google account or create one if you don't have one yet. First, you need to choose between a personal or an organizational account. If your app is for your business, choose an organizational account. If you don't have a company for your website/app, register an individual developer account. We highly recommend registering an organizational account since Google has introduced a difficult app testing requirement for personal accounts. If you register a personal developer account, you will need 20 people to test your app for 14 days before you can publish it. If you picked the organizational account, you'll first need to provide some information about the organization, such as the name, size, and address. Like Apple, Google also requires the DUNS number of your company to register an organizational developer account. While Apple limits their organizational developer account to organizations that are legal entities, e.g. a corporation, limited partnership, or a limited liability company, Google doesn't seem to have this limitation. So anyone who can get a DUNS number can register an organizational Google developer account. Here is how to find or request the DUNS number for your company. On the next page, you'll be asked about your previous experience with the Google Play console. It's good to write a couple of sentences here. For example, you could write in your own words that you've hired app developers to create your app and that you'd like to publish that app now. The following page will ask you for some more information, including developer account name. This will be shown in the Google Play Store below your app's name as the name of the app developer. Typically, you use your company name here. Contact email address. This email is not shared publicly, it's just for Google's communication with you. Make sure you click the Verify Email Address button below the email field. Contact phone number. This phone number is not shared publicly, it's just for Google's communication with you. Make sure you click the Verify Phone Number button below the phone number field. Please use this format for the phone number, country code, area phone number. For example, +491235678900. On the last page, you'll be asked about how many and what kinds of apps you want to publish. In most cases, you'll select that your app falls into none of the above categories, unless it's actually in one of these regulated industries. Once you've filled in the necessary information, you need to pay the $25 one-time registration fee. At the time of writing, this fee can only be paid using a credit or debit card, so make sure you have your card nearby. Afterwards, you'll be asked to verify your or your organization's identity. After submitting, it will take a couple of days until the verification is complete and you can publish your apps. After your account has been fully verified, copy your account name and account ID from your account overview page. Enter the name and ID in the fields below. Save information. Make sure to click this button, otherwise we won't receive the entered information. You will need to do the steps again.